File this next story under Interesting Things on the Internet. A few months ago on this program, we told you about Google Maps mashups. People are putting their own information on top of Google's maps. Now there's a website called Placial.com, which has taken the concept in a new direction. The site lets people mark and annotate places that are important to them. Visitors to the site have made maps of everything from where they've gotten their hearts broken to good birding spots. NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports.
Diane Eisner and Jason Wilson came up with the idea for Placial while they were recently living in Amsterdam and had a lot of friends come visit. They found themselves constantly drawing maps for them, to the bus or their favorite restaurants.
We started this collection, but the maps would disappear. So we started dreaming and talking about how do we make a permanent collection of all this data sort of squished together and in one place.
They figured it out by using Google Maps. This free service from Google is programmed in a way that lets computer-savvy folks manipulate the maps. Eisner and Wilson made it easy for people to use the maps to document places that were special to them. Eisner says so far, the maps people create for themselves most often are very personal, so they came up with the term autobiogeographies.
Where they were born, where they fell in love, where they went to college, then it's basically my life on a map.
Some people have made maps of specific moments. There's one called Bars We've Been Thrown Out Of. One visitor made a map of the hometowns of his favorite musicians. Virginia Hamilton is an enthusiastic Placial contributor based in Sacramento. She uses the site almost like a diary.
The map is a very interesting medium for kind of revealing who you are and telling stories and evoking memories, that it's quite unexpected.
The community aspect of Placial.com could be one of its biggest assets. Sites like Wikipedia, which let a lot of people contribute tiny bits of information, have grown and prospered. On Placial, there are maps of all kinds of restaurants, farmers markets, and good places to skateboard. That's partly because co-founders Jason Wilson and Jake Olson are longtime skaters.
We used to get these city maps of Portland and try to mark all of the great little banks and slippery curbs and handrails and kind of share it around. But, you know, like a paper map doesn't share very easily. It gets lost. It gets torn. So now it's just really come to the level where it can work.
Now, of course, there are already lots of hobby-specific websites that let users share information, including maps. But Wilson and Diane Eisner say the difference with Placial is that it lets them store lots of different maps in one place for easy retrieval. Last year, Eisner pitched the idea for the site to a handful of venture capitalists. Two signed on, including Pierre Omidyar, the founder of eBay. Through their small investment, Eisner was able to hire 9 full-time staff members to work on the site. They hope Placial's income will come from local advertising revenue. Jeff Jarvis of BuzzMachine.com says what's happening with Placial is a paradigm shift for both the internet and for venture capitalism.
In the old days, in the bubble days, you'd throw $10 million at something and hope that it would pay off huge. But now, along comes a company like this, and they can use free Google Maps, put work on top of it, and suddenly they got a company. This is now a cumulative effect of intelligence in the internet. And that's a really good economic trend, I think.
Diane Eisner doesn't know if Placial will start any economic trends, but she does hope it will change the way people see the world.
The traditional ways that we see maps, it's often from a mainstream media source or a commercial source or through national sources. And we thought, wouldn't it be great if we could have this picture that was post-geopolitical? It didn't have to do with any of those ties, but was purely driven by the people who live in those areas, and that it would kind of open up the world in a certain way.
Before that can happen, the founders of Placial admit they need to get a few kinks out of the system. For one thing, digital maps for some of the far-off places people would like to chart aren't yet available. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.